We'll have more reaction to the Russian proposal in a few minutes. First, though, we turn to a major complicating factor in Syria. That's the presence of radical Islamists among the Syrian rebels. The Obama administration has downplayed the threat posed by them, but Georgetown University terrorism expert Bruce Hoffman says the opposite is true. Speaking at the Bipartisan Policy Center in Washington, he said al-Qaeda and its affiliates have hitched their fortunes to the fight in Syria, and he said what's especially frightening these days is that while al-Qaeda groups in Syria remain brutal killers, they're employing some of the hearts and minds tactics pioneered by other militant groups like Hamas.
It used to be in the old days that, in essence, al-Qaeda was about killing, and mostly about killing Muslims, not its stated enemies of crusaders, Zionists, apostates, and so on. But today, especially in Syria, we see arms of al-Qaeda, especially the Jabhat al-Nusra, engaging in precisely the social welfare activities that are designed to win friends, providing food, running bakeries. I mean, all the kinds of things that the mainstream core al-Qaeda could never do or never did effectively.
Hoffman's description will sound familiar to many of the 2 million Syrian refugees who fled their country. Many are escaping the fighting among the rebels as much as they're fleeing the Syrian government. Marine Olivezi spoke to Syrian refugees in the Turkish town of Urfa.
Mohammed is nervous. The 23-year-old was a pro soccer player in Syria's main league before the war. Now he hopes to join a club here in Turkey.
No, first, this league first.
The local Turkish coach flicks through pictures of his potential new recruit and invites him for a tryout. Mohammed came to Turkey with his family last week. His brother needs treatment at the hospital and he wants to play soccer. The family is from the northern city of Raqqa. Located about 120 miles east of Aleppo, Raqqa is the only main city fully controlled by the armed opposition today in Syria. I ask him, how's the situation there? Good, he says, except for the regime's airplanes dropping their payload on civilians. Then, a while later, he brings up a trickier subject.
All Islamic now in Raqqa. Yes, all Islamic.
Dawla Islamia is in charge of the city now. The Al-Qaeda Brigade is also known as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Mohammed says even a stroll in the park can get you in trouble these days.
Now in Raqqa, you walk with girls? I see in park two, women's and men walking. And see Islamic coming to men. Why you walk with girls? Give me card. Go.
What happened to the men?
I don't know.
Mohammed laughs, but he knows this isn't a joke. His uncle left Syria 2 months ago, and for him, it was a matter of life and death. Abu Mosab was a civil engineer working for Raqqa governorate. He says he was kidnapped by one radical Islamist group shortly after they took over the city last spring.
He don't know any reason for this, why they take him, because he's... He said to him that, just give me one reason why you take me. And they said to him, it's not your business. We just need money from you if you want to go out of here.
It took a month and a half for his family to raise the ransom payment. 5 million Syrian pounds, about $40,000. Abu Mosab's wife hovers around anxiously. As the interview goes on, she gets more agitated and begs her husband to stop.
She is afraid.
For Mohammed, their nephew, this fear of speaking up has an air of deja vu.
Before you talk at Bashar, oh my God, no, don't speak. And now, same, don't speak Islamic. It's not the freedom, same.
Following a playbook well tested in Iraq, al-Qaeda has ramped up its scare tactics in Raqqa. Last month, a car bomb rocked the train station that served as headquarters for the mainstream rebel group, the Free Syrian Army, or FSA. Abu Mila, another refugee, lived on that street.
It was calm before the bomb attack happened. At 5 o'clock exactly, they just hear the big bomb coming, and then they go outside and they see what's happened, and they saw the train station is already destroyed. Then they go inside and they start to help the Free Army people, take them to the hospital.
The attack killed two FSA commanders and drove the group out of the city. Abu Mila supports a U.S. intervention because he hopes airstrikes would help the Free Syrian Army and precipitate the fall of the regime. Abu Mossab, the twice-kidnapped engineer now in Turkey, goes further. He says Americans should consider killing two birds at once. They should make it even, he says. Bomb the regime and bomb the Islamist groups. Abu Mossab says he won't go back to Raqqa as long as they're ruling his hometown. For The World, I'm Marine Olivesi in Urfa, Turkey.